Section 1. Listening Comprehension. Time, approximately 40 minutes 50 questions. Now set your clock for 40 minutes. In this section of the test, you will have an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to understand conversations and talks in English. There are three parts to this section with special directions for each part. Answer all the questions on the basis of what is stated or implied by the speakers in this test. When you take the actual TOEFL test, you will not be allowed to take notes or write in your test book. Part A. Directions. In Part A, you will hear short conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about the conversation. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Now begin work on the questions. Number 1.
Did you find it expensive to vacation in Europe?
Not really. Once you get to know it, you learn how to save money.
What does the man mean? Number 2.
Chris has a really neat car, doesn't he?
Are you kidding? I'd die for a car like that.
What does the woman mean? Number 3.
I don't like it when Joe puts ketchup on his steak.
Why?
What does the man want to know? Number 4.
I got a great deal on these books.
Yes. I believe this one has been out of print for years.
What does the woman mean? Number 5.
Do you think I could borrow $10 until Thursday?
Why not? It's no big deal.
What does the man say about the money? Number 6.
Excuse me. Your car is blocking my driveway, and I need to go to the store.
Oh, I'll move it right away.
What will the man probably do? Number 7.
I've got a recipe for a garlic and hot pepper chicken dish. Want to try it tonight with a green salad?
You know, my stomach's a little on edge. I'd prefer something bland.
What does the man mean? Number 8.
Somebody's been leaving this door unlocked.
Don't look at me.
What does the man mean? Number 9.
The radio says there may be snow today. You'd better grab your boots, just in case.
I was planning to do just that.
What will the man probably do? Number 10.
It's too bad you didn't tell me the news about Professor Tompkins earlier.
I only found out myself just now.
What does the woman mean? Number 11.
Janet sounded worried about her grades.
But she's getting a's and b's, isn't she?
What does the man imply about Janet? Number 12.
You look great since you've been taking those exercise classes.
Thanks. I've never felt better in my life.
What does the man imply? Number 13.
I had a hard time getting through this novel.
I know how you feel. Who can remember the names of 35 different characters?
What does the woman imply? Number 14.
That's a long line. Do you think there'll be any tickets left?
I doubt it. Guess we'll wind up going to the second show.
What does the man ask the woman? Number 15.
This course is much too hard for me.
Sorry you decided to take it. Huh?
What does the man ask the woman? Number 16.
The chairs in that lecture room are really uncomfortable.
You said it. They're so small that my children wouldn't even fit in them.
What are the man and woman talking about? Number 17.
I've had it with my computer. I lost another paper when I tried to save it on a disk.
You have to do something about that. Why don't you try over at Computer World?
What are the two people discussing? Number 18.
I was late for class because I couldn't find a parking space.
It's because of registration week. I drove around for almost half an hour before I found one this morning.
What are the two people talking about? Number 19.
I really like Dr. Smith, but I can't say as much for her TA.
Sally. Oh, She's okay as long as you go to class and get the lab reports in on time. What are the man and woman discussing?
Number 20.
I used to bring my lunch to school when I was working in the chemistry department, but now that I'm a full-time student, I just eat at the snack bar.
Me, too. It's too hard trying to get everyone ready in the morning at my house.
What are the man and woman talking about? Number 21.
Thanks for making my coffee this morning.
I figured you'd need it to get you going after a day like yesterday.
What does the man imply about the woman? Number 22.
These mosquito bites are killing me. I just can't stop scratching.
Next time, wear long sleeves when you work in the garden.
What can be inferred about the man? Number 23.
What a concert that was. You must be feeling pleased with yourselves.
We are. And judging by the amount of applause, everybody appreciated it.
What does the woman mean? Number 24.
I'm soaked. It started to pour the minute I got off the bus.
Well, change into something dry while I make you a cup of hot tea.
What happened to the woman? Number 25.
Professor Anderson suggested I get a tutor for calculus.
Well, it surely couldn't hurt.
What does the woman mean? Number 26.
Hello.
Hello. This is Dr. Gray's office. We're calling to remind you of your 4:15 appointment for your annual checkup tomorrow.
Oh, thanks. It's a good thing you called. I thought it was 4:15 today.
What does the man mean? Number 27.
How wonderful. You won the scholarship. Can you believe it?
No, it's almost too good to be true.
What does the man mean? Number 28.
Excuse me, Professor Davidson, but I was hoping to talk to you about my class project for economics.
I have a class in a few minutes. Why don't you come and see me during office hours tomorrow?
When will the woman discuss her project with Professor Davidson? Number 29.
How are you feeling?
The stuff the nurse gave me seems to have helped, but it's making me awfully drowsy.
What does the woman mean? Number 30.
Bill Smith has volunteered to write a summary of the proposals we've agreed on.
Will I have a chance to review it?
What does the woman want to know? Part B. Directions. In Part B, you will hear longer conversations. After each conversation, you will be asked some questions. The conversations and the questions will be spoken just one time. They will not be written out for you, so you will have to listen carefully in order to understand and remember what the speaker says. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the problem and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Now begin work on the questions. Question 31 to 35 are based on the following dialogue. Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a professor on campus.
I'm really sorry, Professor Irwin. I was sick yesterday.
Look, I'm not upset that you couldn't keep the appointment, but it is common courtesy to call. You know that?
Yes, I do.
During registration, I have to see all my students, and sometimes they have to wait several days to get in. When someone doesn't show and doesn't call, that deprives someone else of an appointment time.
You're right. I apologize. I didn't feel well, and I guess I just wasn't thinking straight at the time.
Okay, apology accepted. Now, I suppose you need to set up another appointment.
Yes. I do. Can you see me now if I wait?
No. I can't see you at 3 o'clock this afternoon, or during my office hour on Tuesday or Thursday.
Great. Your office hour is best. That's 2 o'clock, right?
That's right. Which day do you prefer?
Tuesday.
Okay. Be there this time.
I will be. Thanks a lot.
Number 31. What is the main subject of the conversation? Number 32. When is the man's new appointment scheduled? Number 33. What should the man have done about his first appointment? Number 34. What is the man's excuse? Number 35. What word best describes Professor Irwin's attitude toward the student? Question 36 to 40 are based on the following dialogue. Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a professor on campus.
Dr. Nunnery, could I speak with you?
Sure. Come on in.
I need to ask you to let me take a final early.
May I ask why?
Yes. It's because I bought a ticket to go home for Christmas, and my flight leaves on Tuesday. That's the day before the exam.
Yes, well, Penny, the exam schedule is printed in the registration materials. You had to know the dates. Why didn't you buy your ticket for the day after the exam?
Truthfully, I just made a mistake. And now, I've got a real problem because the ticket is non-refundable, and I can't afford to buy another one.
HMMN.
Dr. Nunnery, I live too far away to get home for Thanksgiving and spring break like the other students do. This is my only chance to see my family during the school year. I'm sorry that it happened, but couldn't you make an exception this time? Or could you give me an incomplete and let me make it up next semester?
Okay. Anyone can make a mistake. You can take the exam on Monday.
Thank you. I really appreciate this.
Number 36. What is the woman's main purpose in this conversation? Number 37. Why does the woman have a problem? Number 38. On what day is the exam scheduled? Number 39. What does the professor decide to do? Number 40. When does this conversation most probably take place? Part C. Directions. In Part C, you will hear several talks. After each talk, you will be asked some questions. The talks and questions will be spoken just one time. They will not be written out for you, so you will have to listen carefully in order to understand and remember what the speaker says. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the problem and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Now begin work on the questions. Question 41 to 44 are based on the following monologue.
Listen to a talk given in a university class. In the few minutes that remain of today's class, I'd like to discuss next week's schedule with you. Because I'm presenting a paper at a conference in Detroit on Thursday, I won't be here for either Wednesday's or Friday's class. I will, however, be here for Monday's. Next Friday, a week from today, is the midterm exam, marking the halfway point in the semester. Professor Andrews has agreed to administer the exam. In place of the usual Wednesday class, I've arranged an optional review session. Since it is optional, attendance will not be taken. However, Attending the class would be a good idea for those worried about the midterm. So, remember, optional class next Wednesday, midterm, Friday.
Number 41. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 42. At what point during the semester does this talk take place? Number 43. What did Professor Andrews agree to do? Number 44. What will occur at next Wednesday's class time? Question 45 to 49 are based on the following monologue. Listen to part of a talk given in an anthropology class.
Today's lecture will center on prehistoric people of the Nevada desert. Now, most of these prehistoric desert people moved across the countryside throughout the year. You might think that they were wandering aimlessly far from it. They actually followed a series of carefully planned moves. Where they moved depended on where food was available, places where plants were ripening or fish were spawning. Now often when these people moved, they carried all their possessions on their backs, but if the journey was long, extra food and tools were sometimes stored in caves or beneath rocks. One of these caves is now an exciting archaeological site. Beyond its small opening is a huge underground grotto. Even though the cave's very large, it was certainly too dark and dusty for the travelers to live in, but it was a great place to hide things. And tremendous amount of food supplies and artifacts have been found there. The food includes dried fish, seeds, and nuts. Artifacts include stone spear points and knives. The spear points are actually rather small. Here's a picture of some that were found. You can see their size in relation to the hands holding them.
Number 45. What is the main subject of this talk? Number 46. What point does the speaker make about the prehistoric people of the Nevada desert? Number 47. Why didn't people live in the cave described by the speaker? Number 48. What have archaeologists found in the cave? Number 49. Why does the speaker show a photo to the class? Question 50 are based on the following monologue. Listen to the part of a lecture given in a marine biology class.
To us, the environment in which dwell often seems cold, dark, and mysterious. But there are advantages to living in water, and they have played an important role in making fish what they are. One is that water isn't subject to sudden temperature changes. Therefore, it makes an excellent habit for a cold-blooded animal. Another advantage is the water's ability to easily support body weight. Protoplasm has approximately the same density as water, so a fish in water is almost weightless. This weightlessness, in turn, means two things. 1. A fish can get along with a lightweight and simple bone structure, and 2. Limitations to a fish's size are practically removed. Yet there is one basic difficulty to living in water. The fact that it isn't incompressible. For a fish to move through water, it must actually shove it aside. Most can do this by wiggling back and forth in snake-like motion. The fish pushes water aside by their forward motion of its head, with the curve of its body and its flexible tail. Next, the water flows back along the fish's narrowing sides, closing in at the tail and helping the fish propel itself forward. The fact that water is incompressible has literally shaped the development of fish. A flat and singular shape can be moved through water only with difficulty. And for this reason, fish has a basic shape that is beautifully adapted to deal with this peculiarity.
50. What is the talk mainly about?